This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. So glad to have you with us along this holiday season. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Always a pleasure to have our NHL insider, our Spits and Suds guy from EP Rinkside. His terrific Substack is called Shap Shots. Obviously, he stars in a movie, the Late Game movie, which you can pick up on Amazon. Wrote a book called We Win Here, along with our man, Steven Meserve. What a terrific holiday gift that would be. Details the Texas Stars history, along with some Dallas Stars cool stories. He is the greatness of Sean Shapiro. Also want to add, as I mentioned last night on the podcast, write some terrific articles for D Magazine. How are you, Sean? He is live from Plymouth, Michigan, for the World Junior Camp of Team USA.
Yeah, you can hear the everything going on in the background right now behind me. I'm sure the watching Team USA get ready to go here for day two of World Junior Camp before they head off to Ottawa for World Juniors. I think it's only a short camp right now because of they came in with people may have sort of listened, paid close attention to World Junior stuff. You may have seen Canada had about a 50-person roster, played multiple like exhibition games to figure out their roster. Team USA went a little bit differently, where there's 29 players in camp right now, 29 on the ice that I'm watching right now, and they're only making 4 cuts. So down to a roster of 25. Basically, this team is pretty well known of who it's going to be. A couple of final decisions to make, and obviously the big one, Gavin. And I'm sure we should do a big World Junior preview if we can next week. We should try to get that done because that'd be a lot of fun, I think. But obviously, Team USA trying to become the first American team to ever repeat, with a gold medal at this event. So that's what everyone's working towards here right now in Plymouth.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about this American team and just looking at it and then looking at how many players are the property of NHL teams. It's fascinating to see this camp, as you mentioned, a well-developed roster already. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, one representative from the Dallas Stars will play in this World Juniors. It's last year's top pick, Emil Hemming, and he'll play for Team Finland.
Yeah, Emil Hemming will play for Finland, and then right now, as I'm watching the ice right now, Aaron Minishin was on the ice right here with Team USA. Right
now. Oh, okay.
So we've got So Aram was part of the I'm saying Aram because you and I have been trying to
That's
make sure we
right,
get the
yeah.
pronunciation of the last name right. So but he is a returner that won gold, World Junior Gold last year and part of the team this year. So those two, and then another just another fun local tie, and I chatted with him a little bit yesterday. Frisco's own Blake Fiddler is the only 18-year-old defenseman, only draft eligible defenseman invited to camp, and he looked pretty good at camp. Yes, he looked pretty good at things yesterday. So some stars and local ties here right now.
Yeah, well, thank you for correcting me. That is terrific that we have multiple Dallas Stars. And to me, Sean, I love this. The prospects tournament has changed prior to the season. I used to love that tournament, and I still like it from various aspects, and I love the fact that you cover that. But to me, World Juniors is really where you can see the separation of some of these kids, and it's the best of the best, and it's the future. And I also love how much pride these kids take in this tournament and how much it means to them.
Yeah, it was it's one of my favorite tournaments to watch. It's actually a tournament I've never actually covered in person yet. It's on my personal hockey bucket list of things to cover, which I'm slowly working my way through. And one of the things about it that I love, and talking to a bunch of the American kids who are going to be part of this team and were part of this team last year, there's a, like, you would think for Team USA, right? There could be some pressure, whatever you want to call it, of being the defending champ. And I love the bit of the attitude and mentality of it, where it's like, no, it's like, yes, but we're embracing that. Like, it's the this American team is embracing that. They're embracing the target on their back. And they're also, I love the terminology where Trey Augustine, who's the going to be the goalie and is a name hockey fans should know because he's going to be an NHL goalie at some point for the Detroit Red Wings, and one of the best goalies in college hockey right now for Michigan State. Trey Augustine was the goalie last year for Team USA and everything like that, and he used the terminology where they're not defending their defend they're not defending a gold medal, they're chasing another, where it's very a it's a mentality of let's be aggressive about what we're going after. It's not we're sitting at the top waiting for people to come at us. Let's bring it to them. And that's going to be part of the way that this Team USA team is going to play too. Like, it's a group that's got some good chemistry already. Anyone who is a college hockey fan will notice the way Team USA plays, the way it will play very similar to the University of Denver, because Denver head coach David Carl is coach for Team USA, and they play a very exciting style of hockey that I personally love watching. And there's defensemen have a get to join the rush. It's free. There's a lot of creativity allowed, and it's exciting to watch for me with this group. And there's also some like great chemistry. Like, we're gonna be off the bat. One of the there's been a the line with there's going to be a full Boston College line, Gavin, with Ryan
Yeah.
Leonard, Gabe Perreault, and then James Higgins, who was a potential number one pick this year coming up in the draft. So, a lot of fun to watch, and it's and you've seen the passion, and you talk to kids about it. Like, this is, it's. For lack of a better word, there's a lot of awards and tournaments that you can enter that you can win multiple times in your career. Like, obviously, I'm like winning the Stanley Cup is the ultimate goal,
Sure.
right? Obviously, but you can win the Stanley Cup at 22 or 38. You only get one or two chances at World
Yeah.
Junior, and I think that's a big thing. That it's a big pressure point that can crack some kids, and some other kids can some other. And I say kids because they're 18, 19 years old, but and then some other guys thrive under it.
Yeah, the medal means something, and that's pretty special. I wanted to ask you, have you heard much about Hemming? And as far as his development with the Barrie Colts, it's interesting. I was looking at the scoring for Barrie, and he currently sits seventh. And it was nice to see Brad Gardner, another Stars future prospect. He was a third round pick, and he, I believe, is in the top five in scoring for
Yeah, I think
Barrie.
if I remember correctly, there's also Tristan Bertucci is
Yep.
also a Stars prospect playing for Barrie.
Yep.
Now, I last saw Hemming in the summer full time myself. I'm actually talking to later today. I don't have the answer right now, but I'm after this skates. One of the American goalies in this camp is Sam Hillebrandt, and Sam Hillebrandt is the goalie for Barrie. And so I'm actually talking to Sam after the skate today, and was going to ask Sam for his impression on all three of those Dallas guys, which I was. I'll give a tease. I'll have that on the
I
Substack at
love
some
that.
point this
Oh,
week.
that's good.
But so yeah, I have. I've only watched. I haven't watched ML live since the summer. I've watched a couple of Barry games, and he's been. It's there was a little bit from my understanding and talking to some other scouts that I know from that I worked with over at ADP and everything like that. There's a little bit of an adjustment period early on, just kind of getting used to the North American game, and that's why he chose to come over to the OHL this year instead of Finland. And since then, it's been really smooth, and that's a great sign. And I think from a Stars perspective, this is what they wanted to see when he picked Barry over staying in Finland and everything. So I think it's going to be a fun tournament for all of us to watch from a Stars perspective to see what he does on the international stage.
In your Substack, you wrote, "It's time for Liam Bischel to get a place in Dallas. Some thoughts on the Stars' big defender." It's a terrific read. Boy, you hate to make a determination after three games, but I'm going to make a determination after three games, Sean. just fits in perfect. It's
And as
even
I,
last night with Haskinen, and even though Haskinen and Lindell played the most minutes, it was just nice to see that he has that ability.
Yeah, and it, for me, and I made this note, and I think I want people to understand this, and I made this note in my story, but it's important, it's worth repeating. There are things that need to improve. I'm not saying he's perfect. I don't want anyone to think that, or he's not perfect. That's not what anyone's saying. But I look at the things that he still needs to add to his game. I think he's at the point where he's no longer going to add them at the AHL level. There's been a couple of zone coverage misses. There's been a couple losing a man. There's been a couple of little things here and there that he doesn't make those mistakes in Texas because Texas plays a slightly different defensive zone system. And he also is there. I'm a big believer that at some point you have to learn the NHL at the NHL level. I think there is a, I and so for me, I don't see the benefit of him going back to Texas because I don't see where the growth comes from the AHL level anymore. I think he's moved to the spot where you let him learn from some of the mistakes he's going to make. His play has been great. And as he gets the positional down, as he gets some of the other game management down that he'll learn, just imagine adding that to the raw tools we've already seen in these three games. And I just, Kevin, I challenge anyone to build a better Stars defense of pairings right now that doesn't include Bischel, and I don't see it.
So roster-wise, if Bischel stays,
Yeah.
Obviously there are, Matt Dumba will come back, and there's some interesting decisions to be made. How do you think Jim Nill and his crew finagle this?
Honestly, I think he's carry eight defensemen. I know people don't like that, and there's going to be some people who get worried about Jim Nill's famous line, "You can never have too many defensemen." But look, this year with the Stars' schedule after the Finland trip, it's so condensed and everything. Like, injuries and attrition are going to happen. Like, I honestly think it might take care of itself quite a bit with eight defensemen. Like, no one expected Thomas Harley not to play last night. They needed. I think there's just. I think with the nature of the Stars' schedule after that Finland trip and how condensed it is, I think carrying eight is not a bad thing because there's no way you're going to stay completely healthy. There's no way you're not going to need to load manage some guys like Esa Lindell playing 30 minutes in December. It's a statement. It's also really taxing. So it's I'm not I'm a big believer in this is I think it, I think you carry the eight and you manage the personalities and. This is a team that the ultimate goal is winning the last game in June, and I think when you present it that way, I think you get everyone on board.
Hey, Esa was always solid, Sean, but I feel like he's taken his game to a new level. And have you seen something that, would make sense that, wow, he's doing this more, or he's doing that, or is this just a veteran seeing the game better? I mean, like I said, was never, I'm not saying anything negative, but I just thought solid defense, but got an expensive contract and, you know, he was solid. And now it's like, wow. I don't know. You know, when he was playing with Tanev, we had talked on Spits and Suds, was his improvement based on Tanev? And that was one of the offseason questions. And the game has just been taken to a, like, he's just like, you know, it's such a great value contract now in your top four.
Yeah, I think part of it is he's just, I think part of it was, I think Esso was a bit of a victim of contract before, where I think there's times where people saw the big number and then used that to hurt his narrative a little bit. And I think there's also a true reality of he had a couple down years, and I think we're seeing a little bit more of what we thought was coming potential-wise early on. You go back to him and the John Klingberg pairing that we all thought was going to be a generational pairing or whatever terminology you want to use, right? So this year for me, for Lindell, is I think he has basically really, I look at him as someone who has effectively embraced the role and is now applying that NHL experience to everything about it, right? Like that to me is that's the big thing that I look at it, where it's, he is, there's something that you can only learn with time and experience. And it's one of the reasons, it's funny to connect all this stuff, is one of the reasons I want to see Leon Bixel start getting that time and experience right now in the NHL.